Okay, welcome to our detailed design meeting. I'm pretty excited. Let's start. It's approximately 15:40 or something like that. Okay. The agenda, we're gonna do an opening and then I'll talk about the minutes from the last meeting, what we discussed. Then we'll have the prototype presentation and look at the evaluation criteria. We'll look at the finances and finally do a production evaluation and close. So starting off with the last one, oh, I don't have it here. But we talked about energy. We're going to use a kinetic battery. We want to use a simple chip because we're not going to need a shuffle. We're not going to need a scroll. We're choosing a latex case in fruity colors that's curved. And we're using push buttons with a supplement of an on-screen menu. So it sounded like we had set like 8 or 9 buttons, including 5 preset channels. Okay, let's do the look and feel design presentation first. I like a little lightning in it. A little lightning bolt in it. Very cute. The rhombus. Rhombus. On off. Okay. It would turn it off. Okay. Very interesting. I think that was my favorite. Okay. Now that was one thing that we brought up over email. I don't know if you picked up your email, but the feature that we considered for it not getting lost. It's really. Would it be very difficult to just have an external device that, like, I don't know, you tape to your TV that when you press it, yeah, a little like beep goes off? Do you think that would be conceptually possible? That's true. Okay. Okay. That's a fair evaluation. Getting lost. We've decided not to worry about that for now. Okay, because well, the designs are very bright, so you're right, they're gonna stick out. But
Like, I think that's kind of neat. I don't know how much any of this has to do with the fashionable, sort of cool-looking thing that Yasmin works on.
Could we maybe have, like, an extra button on the top for on-off? So then we wouldn't have to have a dual function?
There
Sure. Why don't we do a product evaluation using your criteria, if you've
Well,
developed any?
like, I think we're supposed to have
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was a little vague on what exactly I'm supposed to do, but I have to like write something on the
Okay.
whiteboard, so.
Do you need this or just write on the whiteboard?
No, I actually don't have like a PowerPoint thing.
Okay. It's kind of like a joystick kind of thing, you know? You push it. Maybe a little smaller than that. Looks. Oh, it does. It's kind of like. There, it could have a stem like that, because I do look kind of like the stem. Yeah. It almost helps you keep a grip, too, because it goes in between fingers. Or I like this one. A variety of colors are nice. I think I'm leaning towards the potato. I am worried about like using a menu. In that, like within menus there are sub menus, and so how do you get back to the main menu? But that has a menu button separate from a select button. Whereas if this one's both the menu and the select button. Okay. Could these be used for going sub menus or? Okay. Okay, well, as long as we have that in mind as we're designing it still. Okay. I think so. I kind of think it's unique enough that I'd give it a one or a two. Okay. I will give it a one. Functional. I think it'll get everything done. I think it might be a little confusing at first. I don't know if that's going to be a later one. Okay, then I'm going to give it a two. Did you give a functional answer? Okay. Well, the kinetic battery. But they'll notice it after like a year. They'll be like, hey, I have never changed the battery. Just the material. I think I'm going to go with a four as well. Okay. I really like that kinetic battery, though. Okay. I'd say two. Give it a one. Because it would be less impact, maybe? That's right. Yeah, corporate color. We didn't keep that in. Well, if we, I know it would make it a little more confusing, but if we had all the buttons in black and the design and the outside in yellow, that would be our corporate one, and then we could also have alternative colors, one a more conservative one that's more fruity. And can we have like an RR inscribed on the bottom or something? Okay. Fruity. So fruity. I think it's kind of mango-y too. Yes. One. Yes.
Okay, also we talked earlier about RFI and wanting to prevent trouble tunneling kind of thing. Do you think that the LaTeX sort of grid really takes that into account? I think I'll give it two, because I almost feel like no matter what you do,
it's going to be hard. And if it's repetitive movement, it is going to be only four buttons that you're constantly pushing. But I like how it fits in the hand, though. So I'd go with the two.
I'll say two as well. Because older And I'm not good at learning technology. So I'll give it a two.
The system and the fact that multiple buttons are used for different things might be a bit confusing, but I think if it's one of those things that it might take 5 minutes to figure out, but you'll have it on minutes.
I think I'd give it a four too. It's a pretty high learning curve. It'll be easy once you've done it, but. We I think we can kind of say we addressed it with color. But. I'd give it a four. Small too. Three. It's totally fashionable. I give it a one. It's a mango. I do like the little Martian one. Yeah. One.
And because we are like demographically sort of for international appeal, that whole thing. So sort of audience.
I think as long if we offer it in at least three different color arrangements, yeah, that's good. So I'll give it a two. Restriction that. Well, we didn't address the fact that it does need to have a corporate logo. So Let's make sure we keep that in mind, that that one of our color concepts is corporate and has an RR on it. All of them should have RR, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lovely. Okay, now we're going to look at finances. I have an Excel sheet that we're actually going to calculate the costs. So let me exit out of this first. Okay. I know. Let me get rid of that. I can have a little more space. I'm going to zoom in real quick. Okay. Hand dynamo. We're using kinetic battery, right? And we're having one per one. Okay. Electronics. Simple. Okay. The case.
Yeah.
It's very curvy, so okay. One. The wood? I mean
it's
the rubber.
And special color, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More than one special color?
Yeah, we're going to need at least two special colors. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Well, but we know that we're having at least three colors.
So let's say three. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that would be under yours. We'll just say three. Maybe the RR will be in color as well, so yeah. Interface. We're doing push buttons. And how many buttons do we have?
Six.
Six. Anything else? Oh, buttons. Oh, so the case material will just have one color, right? But then the buttons will be in special colors. We're saying per unit.
Yeah, per unit.
Okay, so each unit will only have one color on there. But the cases could have up to three. I mean, the buttons could be up to three colors. That's how it's designed there.
I like it like that.
So, special form. They're all kind of just push button, right? Special material. So, oh, I have to do it per button, do I? Okay.
Yeah, because it would make sense.
Yeah?
Because for the whole case material, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's two to make it rubber. Oh, wait, it's
13.7. Yep. What can we reduce? Let's see what that would do. It's only going to bring us down to 13.3 anyway. Okay. Are we sure this is double curved? Maybe it's single curved. We have no idea. Well, it's not, yeah. Okay, it's a kinetic battery that's kind of expensive, but we have a simple chip, single curve, case material is rubber, and it's a special color. But that's important. Six buttons. Oh, we have to have six buttons. What? No, okay, maybe not. I don't know what just happened. Now it's 12. 12.5. So we're okay, I think. Yes. Okay, we're all set. Save. I saved that to our big shared folder, so you know. Okay, back to agenda. Are the costs under 1250 euro? Yes. So let's move on to the project evaluation. Project process. Satisfaction with, for example, the room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, the means, any new ideas found. So I guess what we're going to talk about here is just evaluating how we created this project, the information we got, and used how we used it, if we were able to use our creativity with the information. How well I guess I led it, how well we worked together as a team, the digital pens, the whiteboard. Okay.
Yeah, if I had more market research other than fruits and vegetables, maybe I could have taken that into account. But the fruits and vegetables didn't really have creativity. It really did. The whole mango idea was crazy. No, I mean, I found that the pen was a little distracting. That sort of thing.
I think we all made very significant contributions. I don't think anybody dominated it, which I thought was really good. Like each of us was able to like each of you had your information and I tried to facilitate it without like taking it over. I like our little finished products. They're really cute. I know, let's think of it like a little jingle. Huzzah. Okay, new ideas found? Definitely. Or at least be creative enough to think of toggle switches and et cetera. Oh, I'm so excited. And it, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, closing. Are the costs within the budget? Is the project evaluated? And then there's a final questionnaire and meeting summary. So this is a great product, kids. I think we've created something really interesting and that we have a market for it. Especially if we can produce it at 12.3, which we hope. Yeah. Make sure in your questionnaire to put down criticisms of both the process and the final results and yeah. I do like the Martian remote. If we could choose more than one, that would be my second
Yeah,
choice.
that would definitely be my second choice.
Although the toggle, I'm afraid I would.
I would break it.
It's cool.
I would break
I think
it.
I'd break it. Oh yeah, it's kind of penguin.
I like that it's Sam's dog.
Okay. Congratulations. Anything else to say? Right. Anybody have? I got more master classes. Anybody else want to like take a master's class? Yeah, but check it out. So like, there are all these like links. They don't go anywhere. But I'll. You need to keep in mind your knowledge management. Just want to make sure you do.
I was. It's very work relevant.
It is. Yes, definitely. I'm very sad that I didn't get any links to the corporate website.
But
yes, I love Excel. It's one of my favorite programs.
Inspiration. Family needs 2 sentences, 1. Fashion and that kind of thing.
I see. Spongy. I thought it was a little tricky having to hand around this thing.
Yeah.
We had a lot of, otherwise the technology out today was kind of cool. But No. Although I don't see how we could have very, well, at least for me, I just.
So we weren't like voting on anything. I think usually reports are good. You know, like crossing out ideas or like if we had like a brainstorming period.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were good orally.
And with a PowerPoint that we can all look at, like you can do all those things pretty much on PowerPoint, and so it's
and
not as necessary to have.
Made us more willing to like take notes than to like here because we all needed them separately, kind of.
Now, when you were creating your prototypes here, did you work together or did you like do separate projects? Cool. Oh, thanks. It's kind of fun. This is what we'll do. I found that we could have used another 5 or 10 minutes sometimes in the meetings. Yeah, I think the last time we had a lot of information, but at the same time, not quite enough. You know what I mean? Like we couldn't answer every single question. But. It was interesting what came out like later, like as I was doing the, when I was doing the breakdown on the agenda that they gave me, that more points came out from your presentation even. I am a little disappointed that we didn't do a something for losing the remote, because that was kind of a big point. About, yeah. Well, it's interesting that they. It was interesting though that they put that 50% of people say they have frustration with losing their remote, and yet they didn't provide us with information to. We weren't provided with information to discuss that. I know that like people have like things they can put on their keys that you press it and it'll beep, but I'm sure that would require some kind of technology that I just don't know what it is. But
forget that, or like put it down somewhere that like made sense, and then there's always ways to lose things.
It depends on how organized you are personally, but. Can't get in. Yep. We should make one that walks by itself. Or like some crazy like electromagnet that you push it and it'll zoom to the TV and stick there. Well, but if you could attach them to the TV, then you can do that. Sorry, I'm just trying to update my minutes. I decided to, you know how I sent you the email saying that PowerPoint and minutes will be complementary rather than like repeating. I'm making full minutes so that it'll include all of the agenda and all that, because it seems a little more useful. But I didn't have like information to sloth through either, so. Most of it. I added slides. I added a couple slides each time, but that was about it. Well, the thing was, it would provide an agenda with like several points, but it wouldn't have a slide for each point, and that's the only way I remember that I need to go over that point. I know personally when I do PowerPoint, that's what I do. And so I added ones, even if it was just like the title of it, like the three presentations, and then we do your three. The slogan on it? No, no. I think we just need the RR, yeah. Yeah, I was just kind of going by the webpage because they didn't give me any clear, like yellow gray or something like that. But it wasn't it interesting that I thought it was interesting that our marketing expert did not agree with the marketing the marketing choices, you know, like that was a bit of a conflict. People are stupid. Maybe it, like, I don't know. We can, it could always be separate. Oh. I'm claiming it intellectual property.